A warning. This podcast contains some f***ing bad language.
Like Ronald Wayne, the third co-founder and 10% shareholder of Apple, who in 1976 sold a stake for a mere $800. Seriously, this guy'd be worth like $63 billion today.
Stupid! Stupid! Stupid!
Your stories. True stories. Your fuck-ups. Jim Cawthorne presents The Fuck-Up Files.
Good morning, good afternoon. Jesus, don't knock over the desk there, JJ. Good afternoon, good evening. And let's just start again, for fuck's sake. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, depending on the time you're tuned into this podcast right now. My name is Jim Cawthorne, and welcome to another episode of The Fuck-Up Files. If you constantly find yourself saying time and time again, God, I really fucked that up, then guess what? You're not alone, because I've got another yarn to be able to share for this episode, along with my guest, who, for this episode, is somebody who's really carving herself together quite the acting CV, not just in this country alone. She's one third of the creative team who put together shows like Creamery, which is about to start its second season. JJ Fong, yay!
Thanks, Jim.
How are you, JJ?
Oh, I'm well.
It's been some time. I see.
Yeah. Well, the last time was this wonderful energy ad that
Frank
we did
Energy,
together.
Frank, yes.
Energy ad, yeah.
That's right. Which I was just saying to you before we started here, it's been quite a, this podcast is a very Frank Energy heavy sort of themed. Maybe they should sponsor it, I wonder, because obviously we had Joe Damon in episode two, Corey's episode four, I believe, and now we've got you.
Oh my gosh, you're just going through everyone.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Who have I missed?
Andrew. Drew Munro.
He's
next.
The real estate agent, The real estate agent. Anyway, good ad. And I'm trying to think, the first time I met you was, what was that show that was that, I'm trying to think how I even went on that. It wasn't Friday Night Bites, was it? No.
No, you came on and did a stint on Flat 3
Flat
web series.
Three,
you played a guest role.
Yeah.
And it was in the bar at the basement.
Yeah, no, but no, there was another time.
Was there another one?
There was another one when I was selling, I was walking past you and you were selling those wasabi peas. Out on Shed 10.
Yes.
And then I remember we had to talk about a bar and I was like, that's gone now.
Yes. Oh my God. That's really taking it back.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we were wearing the Chung Sams and Huayling was the other selling
piece. Yes. 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 Huayling. Yes. I'll tell you what her last name is.
Yeah. Huayling out. Yeah.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you got me in for to do that other episode at the bar.
Wait, were you playing the bartender?
I was. Yeah.
And you're kind of annoying. Yeah. You'd come up and be like, hey guys.
I remember I was described as like a Gunther character off
off Friends.
Yeah. But I remember because that was probably one of the only acting jobs I've really struggled because there was this massive line. Well, originally, I didn't think my agent was like, yeah, I think they want you. We're just waiting for confirmation. I'm going to really make my agent sound like they're useless, but they're not. They're really fucking good. But then it was really last minute that I found out I was doing it, and there was this big clunk of dialogue. Because who was it? It was Rachel Lang. She was a director, wasn't she?
Roseanne Lang. Yeah.
Who's Rachel Lang? God, I don't know. Roseanne Lang, sorry.
Roseanne, the writer and director of Flat 3 web series.
Yeah.
And did she write you a massive monologue?
She was it was a big blurb, I had to say. And I kept cocking it up. And I think she was like, how about we change it? And then suddenly when it came to being viewed.
I think I remember,
yeah. Yeah, a lot of that scene got cut. But that's okay.
I'm sorry about that.
No, it's Roseanne's fault.
Sorry. On behalf of Flat 3, we're really sorry, Joe.
But I was wondering how I even went into that. Like, was that? You guys weren't doing, did you put anything on Facebook and just be like, because I feel like I didn't get that from my agent, I don't think.
No, you definitely didn't audition. I think we actually found you, but I don't know how. Maybe you were in another web series and then we asked you to become a guest on our show. Were you doing something else then?
No, that was my first screen credit was that.
Was it?
Yeah.
Were you doing theatre? Was it?
Well, do you know what I was doing at the time?
God, that was a long time. We're going 10 years now.
I know. This is a long time ago. Did you ever do Meisner, the Meisner technique? It's just, for those listening in right now, it's this really quite wanky method-based acting sort of style. Was it through that? No.
I don't need Meisner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, I actually have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, it's bullshit anyway. that's where I first met you anyway. So that would have been, 10 plus years ago.
Yeah. Well, I think we're 12 years a company, Flat 3 Productions.
Wow.
Yeah. We've been going a long time. Three seasons of Flat 3 web series, two seasons of Friday Night Bites, which is a web series, and then, well, now two seasons of Creamery,
yeah,
which is our TV comedy drama. Yeah.
Wow. Is there going to be another season of that, or is it still...
Still in discussion. Mm. Yeah. A lot of the... It comes down to audience, funding, you know, ratings, all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. So everyone has to watch it, basically.
Yeah, please. Please. Oh, my God. Mm.
So obviously, because you're also on the Netflix show Wellmania, which is out right now. That's Aussie-based, yes. Was that your first venture doing stuff over there, or...?
That was my first international job.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was amazing.
Oh.
It was awesome. Netflix have budget.
They do. They look after you well.
They really look after you, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and working with Celeste Barber was amazing, a dream. She's so lovely, so funny, so talented.
So how did you even get that? Was it audition or did you...
That was an audition via Self Tape. I think the casting director found me through Creamery, watching Creamery season one because it played on SBS in Australia.
Yeah.
Because I don't have an Australian agent, so it just came through my Kiwi agent.
Oh, right.
And then I self-taped for that, didn't hear anything for 6 weeks. And this was during lockdown, like the second massive lockdown that New Zealand had. Oh, no, Auckland had. So
2011, yeah.
Yeah.
2021, Christ.
2021, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2011 was like... 2011 was like bloody flat 3 days. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all right. Oh, my God. Yeah, and then I didn't hear anything for 6 weeks and I thought, oh, let that go, you know, whatever. Then I heard back and it was like they want to do a Zoom chemistry read with Celeste. And I was thinking,
oh,
no way. There is no way I'm going to get this because Zoom, it's so hard to do a chemistry, you know.
Yeah, it's awkward.
Isn't
it's
it?
Really
yeah.
awkward.
It's really difficult. And I was like, and they couldn't fly me over because we were in lockdown.
Mm.
So I just did it. And it went, I mean, surprisingly, I was like, oh, it went well. I felt like I had chemistry with her. I think she felt like she had chemistry with me. And then I had to wait over Christmas and New Year's. They kept me waiting. And then they were like, we're going to do another chemistry read.
Oh, yuck.
It was awful. Via Zoom. And that one was longer, like an hour. And I had to learn new scripts for that as well. And then a couple of days later, they told me I got it after that one. And I was like, oh,
yeah. Just a couple of days?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
so
right.
After two chemistry reads, yeah.
It's quite draining, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
It's sort of... I mean, being, you know, you get these jobs and then suddenly you'll get a call back for something and then you can't help but mentally start spending the money, you know?
Oh, totally.
And then you get through to another zone and you're like, oh, here we go. Okay, it's 50-50. And then, oh, no, you're being dropped. It's
yeah.
It's fucking exhausting, I find, yeah. Actually, mentally.
Yes.
Anyway.
And we both know.
We do. But what the fuck are we doing? Being
Why
actors.
Why are we actors?
Why are we actors? It's just, majority of it's just let down.
We could do Frank Energy ads for the rest of our...
Well, I tell you what, I'm just hoping they roll.
Yeah,
I'm just hoping they roll over again because I need some more money at the moment. What about LA? Would you ever do stuff over there or?
I have had a go at LA. Just wasn't my jam. I did have an agent who was fantastic, but then I think I don't know. Like hard if you don't live there.
Yeah.
But now things have changed because of Self Tapes, so I do get American auditions.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. So it's just like,
how good's your American accent?
I could be better. It could be better.
Give us a demo?
No.
Why not?
Well, actually, no. I will give you a demo. It's part of my story.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right,
yeah,
all right.
So you'll get the demo.
Okay. Well, should we crack into it then, eh?
Okay.
A story. Okay. I'll start with my yarn. I don't know if you know this, because over the past 3 years, I've been doing work in film and TV, like behind the scenes, like working on set.
Ah, yeah.
So because I was working radio and then I was wondering, obviously COVID hit, didn't know what the hell to do. And then I was like, oh, well, I quite like being on set as an actor. Why not just work on set? And then even then, maybe I might be able to infiltrate a role from the inside.
Yeah.
Which hasn't happened at all. I haven't had any opportunities. Sometimes you kind of going, you think, oh, maybe the actor might not turn up today. And then they might just go, you over there, how about you do the role?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, because that's always, you know,
yes.
The glorious story that never happened. So I've been working in film and TV. I've been, I love it, actually. It's, I tell you, I've been working in the unit team.
Yeah, great.
Unit, which is very flexible.
Yes.
Because I'm a guy that's got fingers in many pies, I like to think. I need to be flexible as hell. And it's, I mean, it is a very entry-level job, all of it, but the money is very good because you're there for so fucking long.
Yeah.
And it's hard work. It's good physical work.
Free coffee, free snacks.
Yeah, and you're the most loved person on set.
You are.
Because you don't have to, because I was thinking, like everyone does, I want to get into camera. And then you're like, you've got to start from the bottom and the pay shit, and you've got to deal with assholes on top of you trying to fucking,
Yeah.
So unit, it's where it's at. For those that don't, that are probably going, what the hell is unit, listening in right now? Basically, the unit team, they're the ones that go look after the crew, the yes. cast and crew, essentially. They're running around the easy ups, putting those up for each department, the big gazebos. They sort out power and they got all the chairs, tables and everything. And then there's the craft side of it that deal with the snacks, coffees, and they feed everybody.
Yep.
So depending on the job, if it's like a TV commercial, you can run all that on your own. If you're on a big TV drama like Lord of the Rings, say, where you're dealing with hundreds or thousands of people, it's fucking full on, but it splits into like the craft side and the build side, essentially.
Right. Which one do you prefer?
Build. I like the build side because it's more physical. But I like to go back and forth. I like to split it up because I don't mind the old. Because going back doing like the coffees and stuff, it's nice just to take a break and just make coffees and then just banter with people. You know,
yeah.
Takes you back to like your barista days.
I guess.
But then you're like, after a while, you're like, nah, I need to get out.
Sick of these bloody actors asking for
a soy macchiato. Fuck off. What? I'm going to be honest with you. All my coffees are the exact same. I just put a lid on them. I mean, if someone's like,
this is a secret. People just want caffeine, right?
Well, they do. Well, even when I worked in a cafe, it was the same, like a latte.
Yeah.
Like, I think latte's supposed to be more milk, but all my coffees were the same. Like, flat white, you know, as it would be. If it was a cappuccino, it's a flat white with shit on top.
Yes.
If it's a latte, I'll just put it in a glass.
Yes.
Those are your three options, I think. So when it's obviously when you're on set and it's all like...
It's covered.
So you just go, here you go, don't open it, enjoy, bye.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, but it's good. So I've been lucky enough to work on some big projects like Lord of the Rings. I think Sweet Tooth was one that I was on. Sweet Tooth I was on last year, which is where my fuck up occurred, right? So,
oh my God.
Sweet Tooth... which is a show on Netflix. I think they've just wrapped their third season. But basically it's a big production, huge production. And so when it comes to, like, for one of the main jobs for unit, basically your job, you go in the morning, you're busy as fuck, setting everything up, then you've got a bit of downtime. And then you've got to sort out morning tea. That's the next thing you've got to worry about. Later on you've got to worry about afternoon tea, getting that delivered to everyone, and then you've got to pack everything down. So it was afternoon tea time. So it was late in the day. Usually by the end of the day, everyone's under the pump. You would know this, wouldn't you?
Yep, definitely.
Everyone's under the pump. They're stressed out. We were filming at studio out in Henderson, and we had multiple studios filming. Mm-hmm. And the unit team, because it was such a big production, we're split into a secondary unit, and, you know, so there's two different unit teams. And I was just busy as fuck, and then it came afternoon tea time. Now... Obviously, with the big productions like this, I hate going on the comms, your walkie-talkie.
Why?
Well, see, everybody says this because they're like, you're ex-radio, you'll love it. Because I just find it, especially on big jobs like that, there's just hundreds of people tuned in. So if you've got to go through...
Right. They can hear everything.
I get a bit like nervous sort of jumping on the comms for the first time and be like... Because everybody always wants me to go, hang on, just to go back a little bit. How we delivered our morning and afternoon tea, right, would be, it would basically get the people from the kitchen, they'd bring it out and they'd put it into baskets, and then we'd put it into each basket for each department. So this is all for the camera crew, this is all for the sound people.
Yeah.
And then we'd go on each of the comms and you go to channel, you'll start with channel one, which is the main one. No, you go to channel two. You don't do it because the main ones, everybody's talking on that. You don't want to go on there.
Right, yeah.
So you go to channel two, and that could be, say, costume.
Yes,
so, yeah. Hey, guys, Jim here from Unit. Just want to let you know that afternoon teaser. Come down and grab it when you're ready. Channel three, sound. Hey, guys, Jim here from Unit. Just want to let you know afternoon tea's ready. Come down and grab it when you're free. Thank you. Channel four. Hey, guys, Jim here from Unit. And then after a while, you sort of, me being me, I got to a point where I was like, I'll do channel five, and then somebody will talk to me like, sweet. And I'll go, oh, fuck, have I done channel five? Hey, guys, I don't know if I've already said this or not, but Jimmy from Unit, just want to let you know, afternoon tea's here when you're ready. Okay. You go to the next one. So afternoon tea was ready this day. They were like, right, Jim, you need to flick through all the channels, let them know the afternoon tea's ready. Wait till the studio lights off because they're filming. And this is the studio here, okay. And then start doing it then. So the studio light went off.
Yeah.
And away I went. Hey, guys, Jim here from Unit. Ruddy, ruddy, rah. To the next channel. Now, this was a day I've been busy as fuck, and there was probably some channels I would have gone through about maybe three times, just saying, I think I might have done this channel. I'm just letting you know again. Yeah. Afternoon tea's ready. Come and grab it. I got to the final channel, channel 16.
Oh, my gosh.
There's that many channels you're going to get through.
Wow.
On this day. I got to the final channel, and then one of the other guys beside me goes, you've been doing this the whole time, have you? And I was like, yeah. And they said, they're still filming. I was looking at the wrong studio.
Oh, my gosh.
So this whole time, while they're filming a scene, and it finally that stopped and everybody came out, and they're just in fits of fucking laughter because the whole time while they're filming the scene, which was quite a full-on scene,
yeah,
everybody would have just had in their ears, okay, guys, Jimmy from Unit, we're gone. Afternoon tea, sound when you're ready. And I'm just envisioning like the sound guy, like, and then or the camera guy, the camera, like, okay, do a slow zoom, and then coming through. Hey guys, don't know if I've already come through here, but just letting.
Hey guys, it's Jimmy. Just want to let you know that afternoon tea's ready. I've already said it, but again, I just want to let everyone.
So suddenly, my unit manager had to have a chat. They were like, yeah, no, Jim's got to fucking, he can't do that. Apparently it was a very stressful
scene. Oh, my God. I mean, you're, like, super organised and you're, like, good at your job.
Yeah, but the
like
other problem is I can't hide from my voice, so they know exactly who it is. Like, who the fuck? That's that radio cunt, eh? Like, buddy, tell me.
So you can't actually, so if you go on channel one, you couldn't announce it just like that because does that go out to everyone, eh?
No, they like to keep it clear for the production because then they're going to have somebody been like rolling, you know, just
yeah,
to keep
right.
Quiet on set. You know, if you have too many people talking on there, just.
Yeah.
Gonna go. I tell you, that wasn't the only fuck up on their job, actually. This is just dawning me now. There was another scene we had to do. It was out, we're on a location, we're by a railway, and I was trying to find. Oh, again, I was carrying morning tea. That's what I was doing. I was carrying morning tea and I was trying to find where the crew is to walk to them. And I was like, there's some people. And I start walking.
Yeah.
And these people start walking towards me. And I'm like, okay, well, that's cast iron. I'll just keep walking towards them. And they're walking towards me. And then suddenly you hear in the air, unit, you're on screen. Get out of the way. So they're filming.
So the cast are probably acting, walking towards something.
Yes, yeah, they were.
Like, oh, yeah, I'm going
to
feed the cast.
And then obviously, what the shot was supposed to be was the people walking, and then it was supposed to look up and see like where they were walking to, here's me in the background of the whole bunch of.
You just want to get on screen.
Oh, 100%.
You need a role.
Because they flicked through, they obviously flicked through to channel 13, so everybody in the unit team would have heard like units had shot, and then it was like a, go left. No, your left. Go your left. Off. Cut! Start again! So I might have a cameo in Sweet Tooth.
Yeah, great.
If it's out by now. Anyway.
You're in the blooper reel. Oh my God. Okay. All right, I'll start my story. It was the year 2016.
Ooh.
I was turning 30. It's my 30th birthday.
Yeah. And we're the same age.
Well, now? No. Yeah, I'm still 30, guys.
Turned 30 in 2016.
Oh, so we're turning 21 this year.
Yeah. No. Your math is as terrible as that. Yeah, 21. So, yes, so you're turning 30.
Turning 30, 2016. And I was in LA with the Flat 3 girls, Ali and Polina. Mm. And we were attending a conference called VidCon in Anaheim. And it's like for online creators and stuff like that. Anyway, we traveled back from Anaheim from VidCon to West Hollywood, and we were staying in this like hotel, and it was like really nice. We actually were all sharing a room, so And then we went to this cafe downstairs called Tender Greens, and it's just like it serves American like salads and sandwiches and whatnot.
Mm. And so like a very like a vegan
Happy. Yeah, I'd say it's quite healthy. Yeah, but they serve meat.
Oh, okay.
But, it's just a healthy cafe. Yeah. And they're kind of everywhere, like franchise.
Like your Habitat. What's that, Habitat?
Yeah, Habitat, yeah.
Is it called Habitat?
Or like Tank Juice or something.
I don't want to say, yeah. Yeah, Tank. I was going to say Tank.
Or Habitat, yeah, yeah.
I was going to say it's a bit more flashy than Tank. Maybe we'll cut this bit out of the podcast. Yeah, I've got nothing against Tank. I don't know why I'm just shitting on Tank right now.
Tank could sponsor you.
They could, actually. Well, they won't want to now.
Yeah, sorry. So we went to Tender Greens downstairs and I went up to the counter to order. And I was looking at the menu and Polina was standing behind me. And I went to the counter and I was like, okay, yeah, I'm going to get that. And I was like, said to the guy, hey, could I please get a chipolata chicken sandwich? And the guy was like, what? And I was like, could I please get a chipolata chicken sandwich? And the guy was like, what? I'm sorry, I don't know. And I was like, oh my God. In my head, I was like, oh my God, this Americans are so stupid. I'm going to have to do an American accent because he doesn't understand me. So I was like, could I please have a chipolata chicken sandwich? Polina taps me on the shoulder and then she's like, JJ, it's Chipotle.
Yes.
And I was like mortified. And the whole time the guy was just like, okay, chipolata doesn't exist. It's also like a little sausage.
Yeah, what is a chipolata?
It's a little baby sausage. And I can't read English clearly. I was like, oh my God, this is terrible. And I honestly was like, I would like a chipolata chicken sandwich. Why can't you understand? Like, he just couldn't understand me. I was like, I have to put on the American accent.
God, that would have been more insulting for him. Mind you, I used to work at Subway.
Yeah.
And I was there 18, 19. I was there for a good number of months before somebody was like, Jim, it's not jalapeno, it's jalapeno.
But it happens all the time.
Yeah.
Like, this is terrible. Back when I did like KFC, the Colonel Burger, I called it the Colonial Burger for so long.
The Colonial Burger.
Colonial Burger. Again, Polina corrected me because she's a smart one.
Do you think it was a nod to like
fucking hell.
James Cook?
Yeah, I was like, oh God, I cannot read. I'm definitely, this is not my strength. I don't even know how I'm an actor. Like, how do I learn life?
Oh God. So what was his response to that? He was...
Oh, well, Polina corrected me and then I basically was like, oh, okay, Chipotle chicken sandwich. And he's like, right, yeah. So he's like, I'll put that through.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
In other words, being trying to be corrected as well in, like, their language like or their accent.
Yeah, yeah. And water, like, I'd have to, like, at a baseball game, I was like, could I please have a hot dog and a water? Just, what? Water. I want a water. And then they're like, oh, okay, I get it. Like, that's kind of where it stemmed from. So I thought that was what was happening, like, throughout. I was like, they've just never really met any Kiwis. So I have to put on this accent because they can't understand me. But no.
That's right. I've been to America once and nobody could understand me. They're like, your accent is so thick. Yeah. But I mumble as well, though, a lot.
Really? Oh. You've got quite a strong... Kiwi X. Yeah.
Yeah, there's this real laid back.
Yeah.
Lazy. Lazy talking. Mumbly anyway.
But you work in radio.
Yeah, I know. Which is
how do you. No, you're not lazy.
No, I'm not.
I can't understand.
Even like for a while. And I was just thinking about this the other day. This is so bad. But I remember when I was at The Rock, we had a promotion. It was like the burger, it was because it was a KFC sponsored hour. And the burger we had to sponsor, it was a kumara. There's a kumara in the burger.
Oh yeah, yum.
And I remember getting pulled up, and at the time I was like, "Well, that's just how I say it."
Yeah.
But I was calling it kumara.
Oh.
Kumara for ages.
Kumara.
Yeah, kumara. Until like somebody kumara. Was like, "You kumara. Ignorant bastard, fucking kumara!" You'd like say it properly. And
kumara. Oh, yeah. Kumara.
Kumara. Yeah, because even people were like going, "What's kumara? what's in the burger? Kumara? What the fuck is kumara. That? Kumara." And I was like, "No, kumara. Oh, sweet potato." You
kumara.
Mean kumara.
So kumara. Like kumara.
Yeah.
People say kumara, which is, well, it's really Kiwi,
yeah. Yeah.
But kumara. Kumara. Kumara is the right pronunciation.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Kumara. Yeah, I've never heard it be pronounced like that.
Yeah. Well, coming from The Rock, which is, you know.
Oh.
Coming from the, I'm trying to think how to finish that sentence. Let's not go there.
It's going to be edited out.
Yeah, we will. Anyway, before we wrap up today. Thank you very much, JJ, for coming in for this episode. Can I ask you, before we wrap up, what have you learnt today?
learned?
Yeah.
I have learned.
Just take your time.
Okay. I think I've learned that I would actually be suited for UNIT.
Oh yes.
Yeah. I think. Well, I really like food.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd fuck up the channel thing.
Yeah, nah. Yeah, you can easily fuck that up. But you would be very good in UNIT.
But I don't know if I'd make great coffee.
Oh, but nobody does, to be honest. You just put a lid on it. Like, just see, you know. Yeah. And then even if somebody goes,
couple of sugars.
Yeah, okay. and if somebody goes, who made that coffee? But just blame it on one of the boys or something. That's one of the fucking boys who doesn't usually make them. That's what I usually say. Okay, well that's good. What have I learned today? I've learned that Chipotle was. It's pronounced Chipotle. Was that it? No.
Yeah, it's Chipotle.
Chipotle, yeah.
It's not Chipolata. It's Chipotle, and they're two different things.
Chipolata, you know.
Chipolata is Chipolata. Chipolata is a sausage. Chipotle is a sauce. I just want everyone to know that.
What was the other one? What did I say? Chipotle. No.
Chipotle.
Oh, jeez. What the fuck's Chipotle?
I don't know. Now I'm going to Google.
Oh, God. They're just making it worse. Anyway, thank you very much for tuning in. If you want to listen to more episodes of the Fuck Up Files, you can do so on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Rover, iHeartRadio. Every time I get to the end of this, I feel like I've missed one of the list on the list. Oh, it's not like they're giving me money. Anyway, JJ, do you want to plug yourself on social media or whatever? Do you need followers?
I would just love everyone to watch Creamery Season 2, will be out on TVNZ On Demand, SBS in Australia, and Hulu in the States.
On the States as well?
Yeah.
Was the first season was over there, right?
Yeah. Sold to Hulu, yeah.
Fucking hell, you are bloody but I don't, crushing it.
I mean, I don't have any money from that, so I don't know what's going on.
Well, don't tell us that side of it. Don't bring yourself back down to earth. Anyway, I'm Jim_Cawthorne. That's where you can find me. We'll see you next time. Hooroo, blah, blah, blah.